The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I have a beef with Sylvester Turner. Here's what he tweeted out. Our military defends our freedoms, but the @UHCougar FB defense is ferocious. Ferocious is not how I would describe that defense.
They ferociously gave up 488.5 yards per game. That's good for 124th in the country.
I get you got a city to run. Don't act like you've been paying attention.
Four Pro Bowlers for the Texans, which is, if you'd asked me, will the Texans have over under 3.5? I probably would have taken the under.
I wonder if Clowney deserved to be on there, to be frank.
I think he did.
I was really sold on him when they drafted him. You know, now that you're talking about a contract and everything else, he's explosive at times. But boy, there's times when, you know, he'll just disappear.
I'm wondering what they're going to do with him in the offseason. That's like my number one, the most interesting thing about the Texans this offseason.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. A lot of other good stuff. We pretty much first hour was all sportsy. Second hour was all not really sports, predictions and Sex Island. And so I don't know where we're going from here. But that's all available on podcastarena.com. So if you're into the sports, you know where to go. If you're into the non-sports, you do.
Hey, I had this story from yesterday. I told you off the air, but I thought it was worth reading.
Indeed.
There is a woman who, and by the way, this is a, I guess we should give a spoil, like an alert that this is about politics.
Oh, okay. So yeah, if you don't,
I mean, it's not really about politics. It's a funny story,
yeah,
but
it's a little politic.
It's a little bit political. Yeah. A woman from Texas who voted for President Trump in 2016 is now telling the LA Times that she's now afraid her family's land will be seized in order to build the president's proposed border wall. The woman says that she voted for Trump.
Tremendous. Because he's the best.
Because she wanted to stop undocumented immigrants from coming into the United States. However,
bad hombres.
Bad hombres. She believes in them. Yeah. However, this year, she received a letter from the government letting her know that there would be surveyors on her land so they could determine whether any of it needed to be used for the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. This is our land, said the 60-year-old Rios, whose family founded the tiny De La Cruz Colonia in the Rio Grande Valley decades ago. In addition to being worried about Trump taking some of her family's land, she's also concerned of of where exactly they're apparently looking to build this wall. Rumors have it that the wall will be built north of her home, which would technically put her in Mexico, or at least south of the wall.
Right.
She says they can't leave us on the Mexican side. She also tells the LA Times that her daughter has recently spent money renovating her home and is worried that all her work will be ruined if her house gets cut off from the rest of a country by a giant wall.
Tremendous
irony.
The best people on this, AJ. It's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing, not a bad thing. Tremendous. The best. Sorry, lady.
Yeah, sorry,
progress.
Lady.
Progress. We got to keep the bad hombres out.
You're a foreigner now. You're a bad hombre now.
Can you do that? Can you actually put them? You can't put them in Mexico.
I can't imagine.
Technically, that's still U.S. soil.
It would still be U.S. soil, but there would be a wall between you and the rest of society, which would be kind of funny.
Mm. So, Jung, what did I can't listen to the audio of this. Did Arian's fetus's daughter create a song based on what you said? Oh, well done, Jong. Well done.
I like her her Instagram filter that's giving her those little ears. Oh, that's real.
That's never real. Mind. Those are. You couldn't just stick with the Gem of the Day song, could you?
No.
Young lady. It's the Gem of the Day. So. Yeah, that's a. What's that line from Airplane? Irony can be pretty ironic sometimes. Yeah. So, does she regret her vote now?
It doesn't say. I'm sure not.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, she's probably regretting voting if the wall was her number one priority. You might want to consider where exactly you live. Exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently, where you live.
Oh.
I guess people thought that this wall would just be built in the middle of the river.
Yeah, because that's, you know.
It's not quite that simple. They need actual land to put it on.
Yep, and that's eminent domain and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, my family in Canada wanted to build a wall, too, and have the United States pay for it.
That didn't work out?
To keep Americans
out. To keep you out.
Well, yeah, that, too. But, yeah, it's funny, though, because a lot of people in Western Canada, they, like, love Trump. Like, Alberta wants to be Texas. And it's very strange. And, yeah, there's a lot of older conservative people there. And it just, because I met this one guy and we were just talking. He goes, so Donald Trump, don't you love him?
And you said, yeah.
I said, tremendous. He's the
tremendous,
best.
The best.
He's the best. He's got the best people. He's doing the best things. I just said, well, you know, I mean, he's president. Yeah.
He's in charge.
Yeah. It's not that. And, you know, I think, well, I just don't care about national politics is basically what I tell them. You know, it's like I worry about what we can do on the local level because we can impact that. I think it's funny sometimes. And I think he's doing a good job of, you know, making the whole process look ridiculous. And I kind of like that because that's what it is. It's ridiculous. But that's all I want to talk about.
Did you catch any of the conversation I was having with John Harris on Twitter this morning?
I did not.
So, John Harris last night tweeted out something about Bill O'Brien. And I know John and Bill are buddies. And
played football together.
Yeah, and they're also... I mean, Texans pay John's bills, so I kind of get it. But he said, no narrative, no opinion. He quote tweeted the Texans PR staff that said, head coach Bill O'Brien has led the Texans to winning seasons in four of his first 5 years. Prior to his tenure, the Texans only had three winning seasons in team history. So he quote tweeted that with no narrative, no opinion, just facts. The man can coach, lead, and win, period. And I quoted John and said, technically he is a winner. He's won 52% of the games he's coached, which is more than he's lost. I mean, you got to give him credit where it's due. And I said, and despite all those winning seasons, had a losing record coming into this season. I said, those are also facts. And then he tweeted back at me, but he tweeted and then he deleted it.
Oh.
Which isn't a great look, in my opinion. Basically, he was just saying, see whatever you want to see. He said, basically, he's 8 games over 500, and then he's had this one season that basically he was ravaged by injuries. And I said, well, so to get it straight, last year's bad luck doesn't count, but this year's good luck does count. And he said, sure, however you want to see it, AJ, have a great day. Clearly, like, kind of blowing me off.
Yeah.
And I said, good discussion, Johnny. And he said, well, what is there to say? You don't like OB, that's clear, I do. I think he does good things, you don't. You want to change your mind? No. Am I? No. So what's there to discuss technically? I said, I'm not saying my mind can't be changed, because Bill O'Brien could win, you know, he could win 10, 12 games for the next several years. And then all of a sudden, it's a different conversation. But wouldn't you agree that through 5 years, he's had one season out of five where you would say he's been above average? And I don't know if I'm just going crazy about it.
There's a couple thoughts here. And listen, I love John Harris to death. I think he's
a really smart football guy.
He's a smart football guy. Unfortunately, I think that's been mitigated quite a bit by the fact that he works for the team, and you can't get unfiltered opinions anymore.
Right.
That's unfortunate. It doesn't change his knowledge of the game, but it does change how he approaches it.
Well, and I also think having a personal relationship with the coach.
Well, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing we've always talked about. It's like once you do establish a relationship with somebody, it's hard to be critical of them. And I've talked about that in the past, too. But in his job, he really can't be critical. I mean, that's not what they do over there. It's not what Mark Vandermeer does. It's not what Andre does.
No.
And that's okay. They're paid by the team. They're supposed to be that way. But the reality is you can pick out whatever you want. When he brought up the three times that's happened in the prior history of the team, well, three of those happened right prior to Bill O'Brien taking over the team, where Gary Kubiak had three good seasons and then tanked, which is what happened last year.
Right.
So that you can take facts and twist them any way you want and use them to back up your argument any way you want. And in his case, for him to say it only happened three times in their history, well, yeah, that's technically true, but it was three times in 4 years before Bill O'Brien. And some of those players, very much the same players that Gary Kubiak had. So you could argue he inherited a lot better situation. So I think that's a little misleading. But, you know, I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. And you know, I think, but deleting the tweets probably.
I mean, I think maybe weak. He was trying to not be confrontational.
Well, he really can't in his job.
I wasn't trying to be a douchebag to John.
You kind of were being a douchebag, but
I was just disagreeing. I was just saying that that the facts that he's presenting, you know, aren't the only facts. You know, yeah, he had 4 seasons out of five where he had a winning record. Yep, but he's still 2 games over 500 for the entirety of that, which, you know, it's just nothing to go crazy about. You know, like, you can't say these are facts. He's a winner when, I mean, he hasn't proven to be a winner.
I mean, part of his job is PR for the team, promoting the team. That's, you know,
I guess
that's what he does. And it's almost like it's just like tweeting it an SID.
Yeah.
Who says, oh, the University of Texas did this. Go, yeah, but they did. It's
pointless.
It is. It does come off as a little. It comes off a little bit of.
So I'm a douchebag?
No, I'm not saying you're a douchebag, but I just.
I mean, if I am, you can tell me. It's okay.
I do think that, and we talk about this all the time with tweets, tone doesn't necessarily come off. It came off as a little smartass.
Okay.
So.
Well.
Especially if I'm a mouthpiece for a team.
Right.
It's almost like you're attacking me. That's
damn
how I would
it.
Have taken it. Sorry.
I don't feel like a jerk.
I don't feel like a jerk.
I mean, I'll get over it and all, but.
Yeah. You'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, AJ, Wade from, how do you pronounce that barbecue place?
Fedges.
Yeah. It says, thanks for coming in today.
Nice.
Been listening to the show for years. Let me know next time you're coming and I'll save some pork belly for you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Well.
Good grub today.
I'll have to get over there and try that now. So.
I would have gone a lot earlier, but to me, going over there to Greenway Plaza is a pain in the ass. Like, I got to park my car in the garage, and then I got to, you know, I had to go into the, it's like a mall.
Yeah.
I had to go in there and, like,
I hadn't been there forever. And, of course, my guys validated my parking, so I didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, it cost me $2. I don't really mind that. It's just like parking, you know, 200 yards from where I want to go is not ideal.
Well,
I'm lazy.
Go park at your boy's place there, Joel Osteen.
Oh,
and you can walk from
That's
there.
That's true. I do have VIP treatment there.
Yeah, you're well liked.
Yeah.
All right, hey guys. I have to tell you about my good friends at Zumo's. You want to talk about some great food? How about Party Time Sausage? And this is a recipe that's been passed down since 1908, and people love it, so that ought to tell you something. And they started in Beaumont. They're huge in Beaumont. They're huge in Houston now, too. Party Time Sausage has been a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many years, rightfully so, and I love it. I mean, we use it for all kinds of stuff. I'll use it at breakfast with eggs. We've put it on homemade pizza, and we've just grilled it. I mean, it worked. It's just amazing. The boudin is terrific. If you haven't tried it, you need to get in there and try Zumo's boudin. And the andouille sausage, it's great in gumbos, red beans and rice, or just straight off the grill. And you can also mix it with Zumo's boudin for an ultimate Cajun-style meal. The best part about Zumo's, you can find it at all your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo's. That's Zumos. If you're coming to the party on Friday, there'll be Zumo's there. It'll be your chance to give it a try. And I tell you, you're going to love it. It's going to change your life. I love it. Every weekend, somebody's tweeting me saying, hey, I finally tried Zumo's. Amazing. Zumos. And look forward to H-E-B, Kroger, Fiesta, all of them. Make it a Zumo's weekend.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. So the audiobook is now available for purchase. I'll be tweeting out about this and talking about it a lot over the next couple of days, but there is a gift card option. It's the second one. We're still tweaking things, but it is live if you want to go and get it. It includes narration by Jermaine Every, John Granato as a mafia guy, Holly Seymour, and introducing Will Fower, who does a couple chapters in it as well. So it's available before the actual print version. So if it's the kind of thing you want to download and check out in the gym, hopefully you'll enjoy it. Those guys did a great job. Cody Stutes produced, and it is now available for the low price of $14.99, which is $5 cheaper than the print version.
Yeah, who wants to read a book?
Well, a lot of people want to read a book, I hope.
Shh. Audiobook, fine, that's where it's at.
Get one. Well, I'm not going to give you a signed copy then.
No, I just want the audiobook.
Well, there you go. You can get it now. Yeah. So I'll tweet out the link tomorrow. You can go to our Gal Media publishing page, but there'll be a lot of links to it here over the next couple of days. But it is, you know what, I'll just tweet out the link now and, well, on the next break. How's that?
Yeah, that works.
If you want to buy it, jump in there and get it. I promise you, if you like the mafia, if you like gambling, if you like a fast-moving story, you'll love this.
Okay.
So, Cody did a good job. All of them did. I'm looking forward to seeing how people react to it because
I wasn't invited to read any of it.
Well, the only one that would have made sense would have been the anonymous at the end. And once you hear it and kind of get a sense of what's going on with the story, the fact that my son did it kind of makes
It makes sense.
Okay.
To have him do it.
All right.
Without, because I don't want to give away any of the story. But from a story perspective, it's kind of a nice little irony. Let me put it that way.
I mean, you've known me longer than him, so.
No, not true.
Oh.
He's 20 years old.
Oh. Well, okay.
Don't know if you're aware of that.
Fine.
But yeah, I don't want to give up the story.
You've known me half his life. So.
That's true. Probably I've seen a lot more of you.
Isn't that crazy to think?
Yeah. Well, I've known you for. Well, no, Katie was born when I met you, but.
So let's put it in perspective. When I met you, your youngest kid was the age that my youngest kid is currently.
Yep. Well, actually, when we first met was at Dino's wedding.
Right.
Yeah. That's about right.
That's wild.
God, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Well, I'm still trying to get wrap around the idea of that it's 10 years here in 2019 that we will have been doing the show.
Yeah.
And it's a long time. But the good news is it doesn't seem like that long. Because, I have a nice parallel and my current marriage has lasted about the same time.
Yeah. She was new when I met you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we liked each other back then.
I think she was, were you guys married at Matt's wedding?
Because
I feel like you weren't married then.
No, I don't think so.
So you got married between when we first met and when we started working
together.
Yeah,
I was seeing her
okay.
at the time, but she was still in Canada, so I was seeing her once a month or something. So there was still, there was still other dating going on at the time. But 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, if you're interested in the audiobook, though, just go to GauMediaPublishing.com. And you'll find it. There's a gift card option if you want to give it as a gift. And, I've got to fix this because there's actually the book cover is on there, which has with forward by John McClane, but John's forward's not in the audiobook.
You didn't get him to read it?
Well, I didn't want to.
Freddie's a swell guy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to figure something out on the break here.
He's a swell guy, but this book's pathetic.
He liked it, but I had him write it, but I didn't want to put it on I didn't want to get him in trouble with the Gal Media thing. So, I didn't put it on the audiobook, but I'm going to have to get that off the website. So, all right. What do we have here? Oh, Go Insurance. Yeah. And guys, you do everything on your phone, right? I know I do everything on my phone. You get your little notification that tells you how much time you're spending on there. Yep. I get that too. And why not your car insurance there? I mean, I know nobody wants to talk about car insurance, but now's the time because Go has this new app. They're doing crazy stuff all over town. They got the crazy cat billboards or the elephant being shot out of the cannon. You know what? That's they're trying to get your attention and get you to look in that phone. And you should because it's the very first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on iPhone. It's incredibly fast. You just download it, scan your license, and get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. So long to the hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. Go can cut out a lot of fees you see other places and give you money back. They get it, man, and they speak your language. None of that jargon. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for 1,500 days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, John, do we ever figure out what that was they were making fun of us for?
I think Lance was telling me it was on John Raheel, and he said he wasn't part of it. And
you couldn't find the audio.
No, I was looking for it. Oh, but they weren't really making fun of us.
I want them all fired. I want all their heads. Bring me their heads.
Yeah, I find it odd that Lance would be dogging on us. I kind of always thought, you know, we always thought we had a pretty good rapport, but oh well.
No. When I asked Lance, and he was like, "Well, the only thing we talk about is that he's part of the number one show in the city of Houston."
Right.
Yeah.
And the number two show now.
Yeah, yes. Top two. Yeah. He's a top tour.
And I mean, I gave him beer yesterday. What the hell?
You gave him beer?
Yeah. I had some extra, and he needed some for the office here when he's stuck late at night.
Hard times.
Yeah. So I think it would kind of suck to make fun of me after that.
How was your birthday?
Good. We, you know, we just went out to dinner. I mentioned earlier, went to the Rustic. If you guys haven't been there, that's a really cool date place. The food, I had a burger last night. She had the ribeye that was the way they cooked it. It has a little bit of that smoke flavor to it.
Nice,
really good. I haven't had a bad meal yet there, and did the brunch one weekend. So really liked the place. Had a little. They got Moo Caliente on tap. Ooh. And here's a little pro tip for you.
Okay.
You know, they're not supposed to serve that in those big glasses.
In a pint glass?
No, it's yeah.
They do in like a big margarita glass.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, a goblet.
Yeah. So feel free.
Nice.
So yeah, it's like you're getting three of them.
Yeah.
And so did that, then went over to around the corner and just had a couple drinks, and you know, there wasn't too many people there, but we ran into our old buddy Sean Pendergast and hung out with him for a little bit. That was a lot of fun. And then I went home and went to sleep because I had a long day today. But it was a good birthday.
What did you have to do today?
I had to go to the gym, and then I had go see my friends over at Innovative Laser, and I'm actually shooting a commercial with them tomorrow, which is pretty cool.
Are you getting your butt hair lasered off?
No, I'm getting my gut lasered off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and but I had to go over there, and then we had to meet with our financial advisors this afternoon.
Okay.
So in between, I had to squeeze in some work, believe it or not.
And your financial advisor looked at you and said, "I got to tell you, it ain't good."
No, it's about, you know, it's about the stuff she's dealing with in Canada and here with U.S. taxes, and just it's a long story, as John would say, and it's pretty boring, but it's important to us.
Okay, that's good.
So we got that done and then came and did the show today. But yeah, it was a good birthday. Thanks to everybody who tweeted at me and wrote at me on Facebook, and thanks to everybody who brought me alcohol. And I was walking out last night, and Victor the soccer guy brought me a bottle of Space City vodka to close it up.
It's the gift that keeps giving.
So I should be okay on alcohol for at least a couple days now. You know, I had a full box there.
Yeah.
409, I just got in the truck. My 42nd birthday was yesterday. Are we on the same day? Yeah, if it was yesterday.
Sames.
There's two other very famous people. AJ's wife has that birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Does he?
Yeah.
I was going to say Marissa Tomei, who's
who
has the exact same birthday. She's the same age as me.
Really?
Looks a little better.
Yeah, she's held up better than you. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about Keith Richards yesterday. He's a December 18th.
Wow.
Ray Liotta. Katie Holmes. Brad Pitt. Christina Aguilera. There's a lot of ones. Keith Richards, we mentioned.
Brad Pitt.
Steven Spielberg. Who else matters?
You know who's not on that list? Any Me Too guys. You notice that? That's because we're all good people.
Yeah. DMX, who we talked about last week. X gonna give it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your guy. God, Katie Holmes turned 40.
She went weird, though.
Let's see.
Yeah, Tom Cruise messed her up. She used to be so
hot. Yeah, it looks like about all the really famous people.
John Granato texted me. He said, "No one made fun of you guys." And Raheel did his Blitz listener voice, saying they were going to tell AJ about it, which in fact they did. So,
what's Blitz listener voice?
I don't know, but apparently he does.
It's like a very whiny voice.
Oh, so his normal voice.
Gotcha.
Ooh, well, shots fired.
Just saying.
A couple dead guys that were December 18th birthdays.
Yeah, they're probably in deaths.
Ty Cobb, who is It's his birthday.
Oh, okay. Not his death week.
His birthday was the same as yours. So very famous racist baseball player you share a birthday with. Congratulations.
Interesting.
And Joseph Stalin. You and he also had a lot of the similar ideals. And you guys shared a birthday, too.
What, you're saying I'm a dictator?
Maybe.
I'm a little more subtle.
Yeah.
Maybe. So Brad Pitt is the exact same age as me, too?
Is he really?
Yeah, God, that guy's aged better than I have considerably.
Garcia. That's like an understatement. Yeah, like Brad Pitt looks a little better than I do at this
age. But you know what? He always has. So, I mean, he's had a big lead all along.
That's true.
It's not like I'm gaining ground here. He's had like a 20-length lead. And now it's like 25. You know, so, oh well. Doesn't matter. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Reminder that Friday, you should make plans to just spend the whole day with the station. Go out to Klein's starting at 7.
Take the day off from work.
Yeah.
And just
get your drink on.
S-housed with us.
Yeah, and then come over to Nick's and be loud and proud starting at 1 o'clock. I heard Barry say that he was going to be do drunk radio on Friday. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear Barry drunk. Doing the show. So, we'll be doing the... Is Charlie at Nick's also?
Yes. Okay. Charlie will kick off Nick's.
Okay, so it starts at 11 at Nick's. All right, so I'll probably be getting there about 2:15 or so and hanging with the people. So,
you know what they're going to be giving away at the Klein's Christmas party?
Giving away Mark Klein?
No. Okay. Texans tickets.
Really? Can we say that?
Yes, Texans tickets because they're brought to you by Acme Party and Tent. Official sponsor of the Texans.
The official tent sponsor?
Yeah, of the Texans. So, we'll be giving away Texans tickets at Klein's Jewelers. So, get there at 7 o'clock.
Nice.
And I know that there's a bunch of other great prizes. And just take the day off and have fun. It's the Friday before the long weekend. So,
and this will come as a surprise to many of you, but I want you to know that there are other good shows on the station besides ours. And you should listen to them all and go visit them all. We're not the only great show here. I know a lot of you think that.
No, we're the greatest show.
But there's some good ones. There's some other good ones.
You know what?
Let's not go great. There's some other good ones.
John and Lance are pretty good.
Yeah, they're good.
I like Barry and Joel's show.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Charlie is a nice change of pace.
I like everyone.
No,
Fred. I don't know what you're getting at.
I mean, in a good way, because the rest of us are kind of idiots. And he kind of brings, some class and intellect to the show, to the station.
I feel like that's what I do.
No, stop. You tell penis jokes. I don't think Charlie is ever done that or ever
will. He doesn't
do
that?
I find his show a refreshing change from the rest of us.
Same here.
I'm trying to say that as a compliment. I really am. Is that not sounding like a compliment, John?
No.
Well, we do talk a lot about poop and penis and boobies.
Yeah.
And sex islands.
And betting small children.
Yeah.
Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Charlie does any of that.
No. But I tell you what, I find that when I listen to him, I learn something generally. And that's a good thing. But yeah, the rest of us, I mean, we'll do sports, but the rest of us it's just a different, everybody does things a little differently.
Yep.
But
no, you brought it up. You can't play it when you brought it up.
One of us has to bring it up. I wonder if I should sing the to the tune of that song to give away these Raw tickets, but I bet you they wouldn't want us doing that. They probably need
an air check of this.
Okay, so let's do this professionally then. The WWE brings the Elimination Chamber to Houston for the first time ever. Win a pair of tickets to see the men's and women's Elimination Chamber match. WWE Champion Daniel Bryan, Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, SmackDown Women's Champion Becky Lynch, plus many more. Sunday, February 17th at Toyota Center, or buy yours now. Tickets start at just $25. You can get them online at HoustonToyotaCenter.com. Let's do at 6:45. Don't call before then, but as soon as the clock hits 6:45, we'll take caller 11. You're getting the WWE Raw tickets. How about that? So, Mott asking is... Am I your boss? About 6 weeks ago, RJ Bell kind of let it out of the bag. No, I'm not. When it comes to sports map things, yes.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't really involve myself in the programming stuff.
David Gal's my boss.
Yeah, David Gal's the boss, basically.
He's the boss.
And, you know, but I am, I do have a little say. I'll just leave it that way. How's that?
Yeah. I also like to just say that Fred's my boss for comedy purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. You know what else I like to talk about? Carbach. They brought by the chocolate stout yesterday. You can get your hands on that now. It's available now in stores. You'll see it in the Willy Wonka packaging, the orange box. Really tasty, really chocolate forward, but a really easy drinking stout, really light. So if you're into that, you may want to check it out. You'll shoot your eye out. Still available, maybe not for much longer. Seasonal red ale, a lot of caramel malt. You're going to really like that thing, but it's only there for a limited time, so you better grab it while you can. And if you haven't made it out to the restaurant, I feel like the holidays, like it, when you've got family in town and they're wanting to go try someplace new, Carbach's a good restaurant to take these guys. It's a brewing and dining experience unlike anywhere else. They've got a delicious, dynamic menu, and everything pairs really well with the beer they've got on the board. Great pizza, fish and chips, beer can chicken, steak, smoked tuna tacos, just a diverse and delicious menu. They're open daily, 11 to 9 for lunch and dinner. They also serve brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 to 2. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with everything they got brewing, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. This rap is my mother. Not up. What you heard is what you're hearing.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And this reminds me, on one of the flights, I think I watched Deadpool 2 again. I enjoyed that. I rewatched a bunch of stuff. I rewatched Deadpool 2, Doctor Strange, Thor Ragnarok. I mean, there wasn't a lot of great selections on there.
So you just watched all the Marvel movies?
Yeah, I watched all the Marvel movies again.
Good times.
Black Panther.
Are you going to go watch the Christmas one?
Yeah, I am, actually. That looks funny.
Are you going to watch the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, eventually I will.
You're good stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to catch Aquaman this weekend.
I thought you already saw Aquaman.
No, it comes out this weekend.
Yeah, I thought you saw the advance.
Today was the advanced
screening. Yeah, Michael's going to go watch it tonight.
Michael didn't even show up to work today.
Yeah, he took a vacation day.
To go watch Aquaman?
The dude never takes vacation.
Oh, my God.
Comicast is taking over the world.
Aquaman.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we always do on Wednesday with famous deaths. We start in 2014, Joe Cocker. Get by with a little help from my friends. Did not get by, dying of lung cancer at the age of 70. 2009, Brittany
Murphy.
His
friend was cigarettes.
Yeah.
That was his best friend.
And he got high with, 2006, Joseph Barbera, American cartoonist from Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry and the Flintstones.
Yeah, you mentioned Brittany Murphy. I used to think she was so hot. She always had that drugged out kind of look.
Yeah.
I really dug her. I guess the drugged out look wasn't really
a look. Yeah,
she was just drugged out, but it looked good.
You know what? You talk about naming your kids something. If you name them Brittany, they're probably going to be cute. Brittany's and Tiffany's.
Yeah, I think more likely they're going to be crazy.
Well, yeah, come on, they're all crazy.
I've seen some ugly Brittany's.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Richard Dick Enberg, American sportscaster, dies of a heart attack at 82. That's a good run.
That is not bad.
2009, Chris Henry, American football player. I don't remember him. 2008, Sammy Baugh, dead at 94. That's a hell of a run.
That's a real good run.
And not the running he used to do when he played quarterback. This was a run into the grave.
Slanging Sammy.
Yeah. And 2000, Alfred J. Gross,
invented the walkie-talkie.
Roger that. Over and out.
2000, Randolph Apperson Hearst, dead at 85.
See your boss?
Yeah, he was the guy who owned Hearst Newspapers, which just want to say terrible place to work. Bad boss. Not mourning his death at all. 1907, William Thompson. First,
I like to call him Bill.
First Baron Kelvin.
That's a made-up thing.
Okay, let's just move on. 1812, Sacagawea. Dead at 24. That not a good run, even for 1812. No. Did she die in the War of 1812?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
What's funny is 1813, they took a little trip. And yeah. She wasn't there because she was dead.
I actually heard that song somewhere the other night for the first time in probably 15 years. Johnny Horton, right? When did Johnny Horton?
I think so.
1813, we took, 2011, Kim Jong-il, Supreme Leader of North Korea, suspected heart attack at the age of 70.
Suspected?
Hmm.
Are you saying that the Korean government may have lied to us about the actual death?
I don't know. 2003, Otto Graham, dead at 82, heart aneurysm. Ooh, that sounds painful.
No, I remember exactly when Otto died. He got killed in prison.
Wrong Otto.
Oh.
Yeah. 1980.
Stabbed him, right?
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah, didn't
it? Yeah.
1980, Colonel Harlan Sanders, American founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, dies at the age of 90.
Guess he's still doing commercials.
That's one of them's Reba. But I found out something interesting today from my friend Tobias, who said that Colonel Sanders.
Toby.
Yeah, I call him Toby. But he died in Canada. He lived in Canada right near where my wife used to live when I met her for like the last 10 years of his life.
I'll be damned.
And started
You'd Kentucky Fried Chicken. You'd think he'd be a Kentucky lifer.
Yeah, but no, he was starting Kentucky Fried Chicken up there. John Steinbeck, the author of Grapes of Wrath, dead at 66. 1945, George S. Patton, World War II general, congestive heart failure at the age of 60.
Magnificent son of a bitch.
Yeah. Porn stars, here we go. In 2009, Wheelie Willie was a... What? That's not a... That's an animal, Jong.
Jong, you put Wheelie Willie, it's the chihuahua...
It's a paraplegic chihuahua.
You put him under the porn star category,
oh my God.
Jong. Shame
right,
on
here
you.
We go. Jasmine Gray died from...
Drug overdose.
Car accident. 2004, Leah DeMay.
Drug overdose.
Brain cancer. Chanel Price, 1992.
Drug overdose.
Yes! 1987, Linda Wong died from?
Drug overdose.
Ding, 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 ding. Two
Boom,
out of four.
Two out of four. That's pretty good.
Yeah, basically, yes, drug overdose. Yeah, there you go. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, John. Great job, AJ. That's okay. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more, and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to...